What up, what up, people? It's your boy Justin Ramos here, host of the world-known, heard around the world, Just a Kid from Brooklyn podcast. I'm back with a new episode. East New York, what's good? What's up, people? Today, we're going to do our wrestling episode. Finally, I know you wanted it. You want to know what I think about the state of wrestling right now? I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, we're on a road to WrestleMania. I don't know if I sound like Vince there, but I tried. You know, we're on a road to WrestleMania. 37. Thousands of screaming fans stampeded into the building. It's going to be great, pal.
We're on the road to WrestleMania. Listen, we just finished Elimination Chamber. That was an excellent show, right? Elimination Chamber, where The Miz cashed in his WWE Championship contract. He could have chosen to face Roman Reigns for the Universal, WWE Universal Championship, but he chose to face Drew McIntyre. He's not country, but you know, he's just, I can't do a Scottish accent. I was going to try. He's from the United Kingdom. I can't do Scottish accents. I can do Australian, yeah? Anyway. So, you know, that pay-per-view just wrapped, where we saw that the Elimination Chamber winner for the SmackDown side was Daniel Bryan. He got to face Roman Reigns right after he won the Chamber match and got his ass kicked. And yeah, Roman Reigns retained. And then we saw that after Drew McIntyre won his Elimination Chamber match, Bobby Lashley came out and beat the holy hell out of Drew McIntyre, to which The Miz came running down the aisle, cashed in his Money in the Bank, and won. And then, you know, this particular weekend that just passed, because Elimination Chamber was 2 weeks ago, we saw the New Japan Pro Wrestling Castle Attack. Those two nights. I'm still finishing night one. I watched night two first, because I forgot that night one was on this past Saturday. So I watched night two first, and I watched it backwards because I was so excited to see the main event, where the double champ, Kota Ibushi, put up one of his two titles on the line. He put up the IWGP Intercontinental Championship against Tetsuya Naito, my boy from Los Agrunables de Japón, which means the Ungovernables of Japan in English. Ladies and gentlemen, Naito spent quite some time in Mexico, came back with his character that we now see now in New Japan. He did spend some time in Impact Wrestling, formerly known as Total Nonstop Action. but you know, it was a dope match. I thought Naito was going to win. He did not win. Ibushi retained the title. We also saw the triple threat match for the junior. They have so many titles. The IWGP junior heavyweight title. It was El Desperado versus El Fantasmo versus, oh my God, I freaking forgot. Like, okay, so basically the junior heavyweight title was vacated because Hiromu Takahashi was injured again. He gets injured a lot. Like, he comes back and then there's an injury. He's very, very injury prone. But if you've seen him wrestle, it's not to say that he's reckless. He does a lot of high risk maneuvers. So he gets pretty banged up pretty darn fast. It was Bushi versus El Fantasmo versus El Dorado for the vacated junior heavyweight championship, the IWGP junior heavyweight title. Anyway, that match was awesome. We also saw G.O.D., you know, members of the
Bullet Club,
the Gorillas of Destiny, you know, face off against members of Chaos and put the titles on the line. That was dope. I mean, G.O.D., man, they just fucking perfect heels. The whole Bullet Club, the real Bullet Club, okay? The real Bullet Club, okay? From New Japan, not this Americanized, watered-down version that we're seeing out here in the States, running all through WWE, all on AEW, all in Impact, okay? With former members of the original Bullet Club, who once they, you know, when you leave Bullet Club, you get your ass kicked. And, you know, you got the Kenny Omegas and the Young Bucks of the world and the Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson, or shall I say Doc Gallows nowadays, and Carl Anderson and Cody. And even though Cody hasn't rejoined the American version of Bullet Club, nor has Hangman Adam Page, but there's another version of Bullet Club running around in the States. So when I say the Bullet Club, I mean the New Japan version of Bullet Club. But yeah, it's been pretty cool watching all of this wrestling nowadays. Like, you know, during the pandemic, I felt like wrestling increased. We're still in the pandemic, so like, the, you know, once 2020 hit and the world shut down, wrestling just picked up. You know, everybody went to doing empty arena shows that go from AAA to MLW to Ring of Honor to Impact. WWE was doing it at one, you know, still doing empty arena. All of the independent shows were, you know, in certain states were still doing live audience, but socially distanced. But in the beginning, even they were doing empty arenas. New Japan did maybe like a month of empty arena shows last year. And then once they got the virus contained in Japan, because, I mean, it's fucking Japan, right? They're smart. Why can't we get it together? Anyway, that's another topic for another day. But by June of last year, or maybe it was July, it all seems like a blur since last year was on pause, Japan was the first, you know, country to do live events, and of course it was New Japan Pro Wrestling. So my mind's been occupied with a lot of wrestling. I've watched pretty much all of the promotions last year. Now I'm narrowing it down to WWE, of course, because I'm a WWE guy. AEW, I watch ROH when I remember to watch Ring of Honor. I do watch Impact because now the Bullet Club is involved, whether they're OG Bullet Club members that are trying to start a new Bullet Club within the States, which is dope. I mean, just it just shows us that there's a partnership between Ring of Honor, Impact, AEW, and New Japan Pro, because we have members of the Bullet Club in all major and independent companies. None of those companies I mentioned are indie companies. They're all major to me. Ring of Honor is a fucking company. It's not indie. Only WWE heads that are diehards will say anything like, oh, those are the indies. They're not the indies. If they're on network television, okay, if they have a streaming service, they're not an independent, period. And each and every one of those companies is on network television, whether that be here in America or in Japan or in Canada, and they all of them have streaming apps except for AEW, because AEW is newer, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be a streaming app coming out for All Elite Wrestling soon. But yeah, you know, All Elite has a pay-per-view coming up this coming Sunday on what's that, March the 7th, Revolution, which is going to be dope because we get to see Sting. Big news in wrestling, right? Big Show signed a contract for a commentator's deal. No one even knew it was happening. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and Ric Flair himself was like, I was just with him at a Legends meeting. He said nothing to me. Well played. You know what I'm saying? Because we know that if he would have said something, WWE would have sat down. I was like, yo, you know, man, take this million, you know. We get a couple matches, might throw you in a battle royal at WrestleMania, you know. Just stick around. Whatever the Cotton family offered him to come down to Jacksonville, to leave Orlando to go to Jacksonville,
to join AEW, whether it was as an active wrestler, part-time wrestler, a Legends wrestler, or what he signed for, a contract deal, they are going to treat him well, and they must have offered him something really nice for him to leave. Because you would never think, you would think Sho, aka Paul White, would retire in a WWE. Is he going to be in WWE Hall of Fame? Absolutely. I don't think Tony Khan is going to be spiteful and be like, nope, he can't come back up to Orlando to accept his induction in the Hall of Fame for WWE. I highly doubt that. But, you know, it's just like Jim Ross says, the great old, good old JR is a great time to be a wrestling fan. You know, you got WrestleMania coming up in another month. You got Revolution this weekend. The New Japan Cup is about to start for New Japan because Castle Attack's tour is over. They're doing an anniversary show later in this week for the anniversary of New Japan. I don't remember how many years it is at the moment off the top of my head. New Japan's been around for a few years. You know, as long as WWE, if not, you know, slightly longer, you know, because, you know, goes back to Inoki, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, let's not get into the history because, you know, your boy knows it. We have that anniversary show, and then the road to the New Japan Cup is going to begin. That tour will begin, and then the actual New Japan Cup will begin. The beginning of next week, this Sunday coming up, will be AEW Revolution. Fastlane is coming up also later in this month for WWE. So, you know, it's just a lot of pro wrestling going on. A lot of good storylines. I mean, today's Tuesday. I don't know when you're going to hear this, but today's Tuesday, the 2nd of March, and we have a new WWE champion. It took 16 long years for Bobby Lashley to become the WWE champion. Yes, he's now a Triple Crown, right? He won, you know, the minor, the working men's titles back in the days. He's been, you know, U.S. champ. He's been Intercontinental champion. He's also been the ECW champion before they changed it to that platinum belt, the original UFC. I mean, UFC. The original ECW champion. So now he's WWE champ. You know, when he was down in Impact, he racked up on all those titles. You know, he had the, what's that title they had? The Grand Slam Championship. But Bobby Lashley's doing good, man. He's doing really good. Yep, he was a four-time TNA champion. He was the King of the Mountain champion. He was the X Division champion. He was the King of the Mountain. And then they did create a belt, I remember, for him. It was the Grand Slam champion. It's like a weird. Anyway, and also, you know, so in WWE, yeah, you know, he's definitely the 1, 2, 3, 4. He's not even a Triple Crown in WWE. He's a Grand Slam because he's the current WWE Heavyweight Champion. He was the ECW World Champ twice. He was a two-time IC Champ, a two-time United States Champ. You know, so Bobby Lashley is doing his thing. I mean, this is a Hall of Fame career regardless. I mean, he's held all of the major titles in TNA and all of the major titles in WWE. He did MMA for a little while, you know. He's done martial arts, mixed martial arts. He's won titles there. You know, he's a high school, you know, athletic, all-American amateur wrestler. NCAA, like, come on, you know. U.S. wrestling, like, the accolades are just there, you know. I will say that it is really nice to see representation for black and brown wrestlers. I mean, brown wrestlers have always been, you know, highlighted, you know. Are they highlighted properly? I still don't think so. Mexican wrestlers, Puerto Rican wrestlers, Panamanian wrestlers, and most Latin American Latin, you know, from Latin countries, speaking countries, Spanish-speaking countries,
they haven't, you know, been highlighted. But I think it's wonderful that nowadays there's more representation on television. I mean, the entire Hurt Business, except for the creator of it, MVP, has a title. You know what I'm saying? So it just, it sparks a lot of interest, you know, in wrestling, the fact that there's representation. I mean, the Hurt Business, they have the tag titles, right? So that Cedric and Shelton have the tag titles for Raw. Bobby Lashley is the WWE champion, right? Then if you go into other promotions like Ring of Honor, right? You've got Shane Taylor Promotions has the six-man tag titles, right? So that's Shane Taylor, Cone, and Moses. Boom. You know what I'm saying? You go to Ring of Honor, Dragon Lee and Kenny King. Representation. Black and Brown. That's a Black and Brown tag team. You got a brother and you got a Mexicano. Right? Then you got freaking Leo Rush, who's killing it right now. He's now a triple champion. Okay? He holds the AAA World Cruiserweight Championship. He also holds the MLW Middleweight Championship. And now he also holds the MCW Rage Television Champ. It's representation. The winners of the Dusty Classic, you know. MSK, which is Wesley and Nash Carter, right? Then you got Task Force. I'm gonna look into these guys because I have not seen them wrestle yet. They're tag champions, you know. They're double tag champions. They have the Warrior Breed Tag Championships, as well as the Brawl USA Tag Championships. These are guys I gotta look out for. You got this other young brother named Big Champ Leroy. He is the Invictus Social Media Champion. That's dope. Like, that's just so cool to me. Oklahoma has, you know, a brown intergender. Let's correct it. Oklahoma history. Reality of Wrestling rookie Danny B makes history by becoming the first ever black female champion in her home state of Oklahoma. B is the new all-star women's champion. That's also the first champion of her career. B is a trans wrestler. So, see, it's first representation, right? It's important nowadays, right? It's always been important, but now it's at the forefront, right? And it's dope to have that in wrestling. Then you got the Riot Squad. I hope they don't get sued for that because there's a WWE team called the Riot Squad. Ray Exxon and 3DX win the Riot Tag Team Championships. Cool, right? And then the icing on the cake is the fact that this year's WrestleMania is going to be 2 days again. Very similar to how New Japan has been doing Wrestle Kingdom in January. WWE, you know, they piggyback. They do. They even though they act of, oh, we're number one. Yes, you're number one, but y'all take other people's ideas and vice versa. Companies take and borrow from each other. Anyway, the first time ever, not sure on which night of the two, out of the two WrestleMania nights, we will have SmackDown Women's Champion Sasha Banks, the Boss, okay, versus the EST of WWE, Bianca Belair, who's had a tremendous year. She won her first Royal Rumble, right, which makes her the first, you know, Afro-American woman to win the Royal Rumble. Okay? And now she's facing Sasha, and they're going to main event. They're going to headline WrestleMania 37. Do you understand that this dream match has been built since Bianca won the Royal Rumble in January? Like, this match is going to be fucking phenomenal. Do you understand me? Sasha Banks is, if she's not the best wrestler right now alive, male or female, she's definitely top three, hands down. And then you got Bianca Belair, who just started wrestling
maybe a few years ago, not even that long ago. And she's been killing it when she was in NXT. She gets called up to the Raw and SmackDown shows, which a lot of people like to call it the main card. I consider all three shows, NXT, SmackDown, and Raw, to be main card, because let's face it, NXT is fire. It's the best show on television other than AEW. No offense, Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown. Let's be real. The Wednesday Night Wars matter. But let's not get off topic. Bianca Belair has been killing it from the time she stepped foot in the ring at Full Sail, okay? Down in Florida. So this match is like highly anticipated. It's a fucking dream match. I personally wish somehow they would involve a Naomi in the mix, and maybe even an Ember Moon, and make it a fatal four-way. And I wouldn't be mad at whoever won, but I think that those two women get left out in the dark a lot. And it goes back to representation. Sometimes, you know, not sometimes, a lot of times in media and in anything, right? They go safe, you know? Sasha is very talented, but Sasha's also very safe looking. You understand what I'm saying? She's got the complexion for the protection for the motherfucking collection. Quoted by one of my favorite comedians, okay? Paul Mooney. Then you got Bianca, who's not, she's milk chocolate. She's not chocolate chocolate. You see, Naomi is chocolate chocolate, but she's, you know, one of the best on the roster, period. And she has been for over 10 years. And then you got Ember Moon, who is trained by Booker T. Okay? And she is awesome. She's so good. Okay? The way they played with her on the main roster, the fact that she asked to go back down to NXT just to be on TV on a weekly basis, says a lot about WWE and how they treat our black wrestlers majority of the time. We appreciate what y'all been doing for guys like Big E, Kofi, Xavier, The Hurt Business, Bobby Lashley, MVP, Cedric Alexander, and Shelton Benjamin, and what you have done for Sasha Banks. But let's not get it twisted. You know, we could go on and on for days. We know why y'all are treating Sasha better now, because y'all know that she threatened to leave. And you know, if Mercedes leaves, right, because that's her real name, if Mercedes leaves WWE, she's going to kill it all over the world like you've never seen before. So they threw a couple extra mil on her check to keep her. And they're probably going to do a lot with those other women. I would love for Naomi to ask for her release and Ember Moon. But the money at WWE is very good. We understand that. But those women need to be highlighted as well. Not just Bianca and Sasha, but definitely need to highlight wrestlers like Ember Moon and Naomi. So with that said, this has been a wrestling edition of the bet a wrestling edition. I got comedy on the brain. A wrestling edition of Just a Kid from Brooklyn. This is your boy Justin Ramos signing out, talking about, you feel me? What she talking about, you hear me? Make sure you listen to the show on Anchor, which is powered by Anchor. Shouts out to Anchor. We love you here in Brooklyn. You feel me? Thank you guys for putting my show out on all the social, all of the streaming apps, such as Apple, Google, Spotify, Bullhorn, Pocket Cast, and everywhere in between. I'm everywhere. You ain't never there. Make sure you follow me on all forms of social media, because your boy's Instagram is looking real broccoli. You understand? Looking kind of brawling. We in the 8,000s and we're going up. So follow me at Justin the Comic. If you won't play me on Xbox, I'll whoop that ass. Justin the Comic. And I'm out. Peace. Yes, sir.